Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've known each other for half of our lives. He's a veteran journalist and reporter, former commodities trader. That means he's got nerves of steel and ice water running in his veins. But he is. We met him as he was launching his book China Inc., which has become a seminal work in the study of China and the Pacific Rim. Continues to, it's still one of my favorite books in my library. I go back more and more. I go back to it, and he's also the author of Shaka Gray, which is an awesome demographic book. He's our good friend Ted Fishman. Welcome back.
Oh, so glad to be with you, Jim, and so glad you're well.
Yeah, you too. I'm glad you're here too, Ted. You know, Ted, I started covering this coronavirus thing before I really even knew much about it, because I knew that it was going to, somehow I had an instinct it was going to be become a big deal. I feared that it would. And you were on my show in February talking about it. February 3rd, you were here talking about it. That's how early I was reporting on it. You and four other people who are not knowledgeable in China were on my show that month. And back then, on February 3rd, I don't think either one of us had any idea what was going to transpire, that it was going to get to this, that was going to become a pandemic. Did you?
Well, I had the experience of SARS, and in a lot of ways, SARS was a misleading experience because China hadn't been as globalized then as it is now, and they actually helped contain the virus, except for a few hotspots around the world. SARS was deadly but contained, and
it was scary. It was as scary in the beginning. That was it did mirror the early days of coronavirus in terms of frightening us, but it kind of petered out, right? As you say, it was almost contained in Canada and North America, and that was kind of our model, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was exactly our model. When the coronavirus just started migrating out from wherever it came from all directions, really, mm-hmm. you know, definitely had an origin in China. But these things travel with the tides of human travel.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think what I didn't realize then was, you know, just how vastly expanded our networks are now. You know, it was kind of a measure of globalization in a way.
Well, you know, I heard this week that after China shut down the Hubei province, Wuhan is, where the outbreak began, after they shut that down to travel by land or by air in to any other parts of China, after they did that, they allowed 500,000 people to leave China, to leave Wuhan province or the Hubei province, whatever it's called, and go to the rest of the world. They allowed 500,000 people to get on planes and go to the rest of the world.
Well, the United States, after we presumptively closed travel from China, had 460,000 people travel by air from China to here.
That's the number. And I guess I thought it was the world, but it was the U.S., wasn't it?
Yeah, so we could have minded our store a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those people should mostly come here. You know, they're reuniting with their families. A lot of them are Americans, but they weren't quarantined.
Right. But again, you know, I don't blame anyone for that early period, because nobody really knew, and the Chinese were giving us bad information. But this is as you say, it's an example of the difference in really 17 years since SARS. It's an example of the difference in the travel situation between China and the world, isn't it?
It is. But also, I just think it was hard to grasp the gravity of this. You know,
yeah.
And just before it all happened, I was in Las Vegas at the World Construction Expo.
Mm-hmm.
120,000 conventioneers there, and the convention shaved one day off of the week-long expo, and you know, after the expo was done, Las Vegas turned its lights off.
Wow!
And this is a group that enters work every day, mm-hmm, under signs that say safety first. And,
right. Yeah.
And wears protective equipment every day.
Ted,
and
hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Ted Fishman after the break and talk some more about China.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.